Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, and welcome to Soul Sister Show with host Sue and myself, Anne. And today we have Thursday, May 13th, 2021. Isn't that beautiful? So we are soon coming into June, that we can consider summertime, right? And we are a live call-in show, so you can call us at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number, and you can call us for questions, share the story with us, ask about anything spiritual, or chat with us, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And if you want to talk with us live on the show, please press one, otherwise we won't pick up your call from the board. It's just out of courtesy to you. So if you want to talk with us, press 1. You can listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live, scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if we have any links or anything else we feel it's important to share with you, we always share it in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And I'm Anne, coming to you live from Rhodes in Greece, and it's starting to get really hot here. So we had 28, maybe 30 degrees Celsius today, but it's absolutely wonderful. Can't complain. And it's an island here, so we always have wind. It's nice. It's really nice. On today's show, we will discuss dousing your questions, how you use the pendulum and how you can get answers from your pendulum. That is a tool, just like anything else in this arena. And of course, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. And we just would love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number, or you can just join us in the chat room at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. You can even ask questions in the chat room. And there's a player on the same page, so you can listen live at the same time if you don't wish to call in. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio, broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Rhodes in Greece. And we will talk about dousing your questions, how to use a pendulum. And, of course, we will also take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. And we would really love to talk to you. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial plus one before the number. And you can also text chat with us at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you, sorry for that, if you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that love to discuss the Akashic Records, soul realignment, healing modalities in general. And of course, we are passionate about any and all spiritual topics. And we are always a live call-in worldwide radio. So we do want to talk to you. Don't be shy. Just call in at 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213 943 3587. And you can call us for questions, chat with us, share a story with us, or get a free mini reading live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show. We are proud to announce that we have listeners on all continents and in 29 countries and growing all over the world. So we are honored. Thank you so much for spending your time with us and listening to our shows. You can find us on YouTube. Search for Growth of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube. And, of course, subscribe and like our videos. Now let me bring on my co-host for Soul Sisters, my beautiful sister Sue. I call her Sissy. All the way from, I guess it's hot Arizona. Hi, Sue. How are you?
I'm good. And you're right. Yes, it is. It's hot Arizona. But it isn't as bad as it had been in the past. So it's about 90, going to be about 95 today. So we've been ranging between 95 and 97, which it's tolerable right now, Sissy. You know, come June, we'll be in those nice, hot, you know, burning egg on your sidewalk summers, you know.
Okay. Yeah, but I know. Frying egg on the outside, right?
Oh, yeah. But for now, it's tolerable. So we're doing good here. How about you?
Yeah, it's absolutely wonderful here, and it's we always have wind here, but it's not comfortable if we reach 40 degrees Celsius and above, because the wind is going to be like a hairdryer, you know, having in your face all the time. Yes.
I know. We both know about that coming from warmer weather.
Yeah.
Which is fine, you know, you got the ocean, you know, so you're lucky. We got to go swimming in our pools.
Yeah, you know, when here, if it's too hot, yeah, everybody goes to the ocean, and you just you just run into the ocean. You sit there for an hour, and
right.
the head, you know, wet your hair and everything.
Oh yeah.
So,
but you know, Sissy, it's that time of year, you know, for you to enjoy that beautiful salt water and that beautiful Greece weather.
Oh, yes, it is. And thank you. And you know, it's always very special here, but it's a very old country. The energies are, to say the least, they are ancient. It's absolutely stunning. And you get re-energized here almost whatever you do. So it's absolutely wonderful.
Right. Oh, that's awesome. Eventually, you know, I got to get my butt out there, and I will when, you know, this stuff kind of lets up, you know.
I know.
This stuff is going on.
We are so tight and we never, ever met in person, but you are my sister. I know that.
Yeah.
I looked all over the world for you. Thank you, Susie, for being who you are.
You too. It's just that knowing. You know, we both know we have that knowing, so... It's all good.
Yeah.
I'll get to Greece. And if I don't get there, I know you'll get here. One way or another.
Now we have a competition. Who's going to be able to travel first, right?
Right. Right. Well, I have a feeling it's going to be coming soon. I just have this feeling.
Yes.
Probably by September, October, I think we're all going to be able to travel again. Just a feeling.
Yes. Yes. I have a sense of that too. And everybody listening, it's a great time to get your spot in the queue now. So call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number, and you can call us for questions, share a story with us, or get a free mini reading live on air. Remember to press 1 to talk with us live on the show, or you can also listen live and text chat with us during our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/Sue or /Anne. And of course, find out more about our radio at scrollsofthesoul.com. And before we move on with today's show, I know that you're always very eager to remind us about the last show last week.
Yeah, yes, I am. Last week, it was an amazing show. We were discussing soul realignment and energetically how we get impacted by, you know, decisions we make. And I'm just kind of rerunning through my head to see exactly what the topic was.
It's
on a soul level, you know, on a soul level, how things can occur. And basically we took on more of the negativity topic, right? And
yes,
the reason we did that was because the week prior, which would have been the end of the month show, we had taken on fear. So the two really paired nicely, because fear, as you know, and as we both know, fear, we can create a negative aspect with fear. You know what I mean?
You know, fear is very present at this time because there's a lot of fear out there. And I feel it's important to address the fear because we can stay in the loop of fear if we feed that energy, how to step out of that and how we are affected and what's going on. A lot of things, actually. And just know that whatever you see in your reality, when you feel fear, take a step back and just try to find out what's happening within you. What are you feeling? What are you sensing? Anything with the body? Is there anything else? Thoughts? Whatever is going on with you. And when you observe, even if you observe the same thing 10 times or 50 times or 100 times, the beautiful thing is you are aware of what you see. So when you are aware, pat yourself on the back and say, I'm going to fix it. And eventually we all do, right?
Right.
So that's how we can conquer fear.
Well, and the other aspect to that is, like I said, you know, that show leading into the next show is soul realignment, is if we feed this, right, like you said, if we feed into fear, we can create an energy, and it's not good. It's not healthy for us. It's a negative, oppressive energy because, you know, the mind can have a thought about something, right? And we can converse with each other about something we're upset about or something we're afraid of. But if we continue that conversation over time, as well as continue thinking about what we're afraid of, then we start getting into that area where we are creating an energy and you feel it energetically. And so now we move into that conversation where we're talking about soul realignment, right? And so that's where it can become negative because it becomes this oppressive energy that kind of loops. And you feed it and it feeds you, if that makes sense. So
it makes absolutely sense.
So it's easier, I think, to get it off your chest, but don't hang on to it. When you hang on to something over and over and over again, you create this. And it's not good.
Yes.
It's not good for you health-wise, emotion-wise, you know?
Yeah.
Makes sense, right?
And yes, it makes fully sense. And, you know, we can create many blockages if we hold on to fear. We don't say this to scare anyone and to create more fear, but it's something we need to be aware of because if everything is energy and we will experience what we put out there, the universe also will help us create even more of that very thing. So that's why we need to be aware of what we're thinking if we hold on to any kind of fear. It's really important because we don't want to live it, and no one wants to live that. So
yeah.
We all have the power within to step out of it if we become aware. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, definitely. And I know that it takes a lot. Let me just add on to that a little bit. It's easier to say it than it is to do it because, you know, we have our daily lives. We do our daily routines. There's aspects in our life, you know, that are, you have to get up, go to work, come home. You know, if you're married with children, take care of the family. You know, some things are just routine, you know, and I'm just speaking in general, right? So we forget sometimes that emotionally, you know, we can put ourselves last. And when we do start to handle our affairs, right?
Yeah.
That's when, you know, we can feed that. So that's kind of that aspect of that topic, you know. The end of the month and the beginning of this month with soul realignment. Anyways, yeah, I digress. I love that topic. You know, I'm talking about soul realignment because it's our passion, you know?
Yeah, it is. And it's a very deep thing that one can do, actually. It goes very deep. It doesn't mean that everything is coming up at once, because if everyone thinks about how many lifetimes we have, thousands of them, we can't deal with everything. We would like have a healing crisis, right? But at the same time, what is coming up during a reading, for instance, is what is important right now at this moment to clear and heal and to work with. And when you work with that, there may actually be other things that are coming up. They may not be as important right now, but they may be at a later stage. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. I totally agree. But I know that's not today's topic, but let me add one more thing because you reminded me of something. I think when we're younger and we're first finding ourselves, right, these aren't things we think about. We do our thing. We grow up. You know, we learn to manage our lives. But so that's not at the top of our minds, right? Because we're going into ourselves. We're learning our likes and dislikes. But I think as you get older, there are just some things you start to understand, you know, and mistakes you may have made, you know, and you start to reflect and you have that ability to start correcting some of those. And not everyone does that. And I'm not judging, you know, it's not a judgment call, but some people take less lifetime lessons. Others take hundreds of thousands of lifetime lessons. Being born, you know, that many times. That's another area of soul realignment. I think eventually we'll talk about the lifetime, Sissy. I think that would be a good topic, so we can explain that more to our callers and our listeners. So. Just an idea.
Yes.
Okay, hang on.
A great idea.
Right. You know, always on air, I'm coming up with the ideas.
I know.
So, anyways, Sissy, give me 1 second. I literally have a granddaughter who's interrupting me. I am on air. Go away. Thank you. Yes, go away. Sorry about that, guys. She knows I'm on air.
Okay.
And she's homesick, so I apologize for that interruption, guys. Been taking care of her for the last few days.
It's okay, Sissy. It's okay.
Anyway, today's topic. So today, we were going to do some dowsing with questions. But what we would like our callers and listeners to understand is that the question you may have has to be precise. So, because the answer I'm going to give is probably going to be about a four-word answer, when you're dowsing and you're using a chart, Ann and I have a chart in front of us, and it goes, the alphabet is there, and then you have a yes and a no, right? And then there's
yes.
kind of categories here. So you guys can ask a question, and I'll douse for the answer, but most likely we're going to be kind of precise and probably give you a three-word answer because it takes a little bit. Also,
yes.
We can also answer yes and no. So if you have a yes or no question, we can douse that too. And if there's a follow-up, a quick one, quick small one, we can do a follow-up answer, maybe one or two more words, because there are,
yeah.
I guess the best way I can explain this chart, because our listeners and callers don't see it, is that when I do a yes or no, for instance, there are other answers, which means, you know, the no, for instance, can be a severe answer. It could be a critical, could even be a mild or balanced answer. And the same pertains to yes, you know. Yes can
yeah.
be the same. I mean, no can be balanced, mild, strong, very strong. Or yes can be very strong, strong, mild, balanced, mild, severe, and critical. So we'll try to be as precise as we can with you guys. When you ask, please be precise with us. Right? Right, Sissy?
Absolutely. I just want to, can we tell a little bit about how do you douse?
Oh,
how
good
do you
question.
Use a pendulum?
Okay. So in this arena, in our arena, especially for me, and I know for Anne, I like to, it's a pendulum. It's about 3 inches in diameter, the length of it. There's a chain that comes with it and a ball at the top. I'm just kind of trying to give an explanation how it looks. The end is pointed. So each person knows what their yes and no is with the pendulum. And that's, you know, for instance, I'll make a statement as far as an answer. Okay. So some people, when they're holding the pendulum, you need to hold it in the opposite hand that you write with. So I write with my right, and I hold my pendulum with the left. When someone asks me a question on air, when our callers call in, or when someone asks a question in our live chat, I tend to automatically write holding my pendulum. Just, I've done that for years now, and it's just automatic. But sometimes you don't even need a pendulum once you do this for a long time. Right, Sissy? You don't always need
one. Yes, exactly. Because like everything else, it's a tool. But it's
yes.
nice sometimes if you have something very specific, like the Akashic Records, actually, because it's like you have a set of, you follow certain questions, so you want to narrow it down to come to the point where you find information that's important. So that's how you can use that in that sense.
Right. And then with the chart, okay, so the chart we're using, for instance, it's a Walt Woods multipurpose pendulum dowsing chart. This is a very well-known chart. People around the world use this chart. For me, I'm brand new to this, not dowsing, but to this particular chart. So it's an interesting chart, and it's very precise. It has the letters, it has numbers, like we said. It has the yes and no, and then all of the severities, if something's critical or severe. It even has yin and yang on it. So, and usually
yes.
that comes up in relationships, not necessarily, you know, love relationships. It can also come up with friends relationship, the yin and yang, and that's what attracts us to the opposite. It can, in all facets of our life, there we have the yin and yang, which is about balance, really. And when you do that question, when you ask a question and you get a yin and yang answer, well, then you, what you need to do is further that question, right? So, okay.
Yes.
You've got to give a very broad statement about yin and yang, okay? And then I'll finish up with the dowsing aspect. So, for instance, I ask about a love interest, right? And it, and I ask, is are the opposites, are we opposites that will work? Okay, but sometimes opposites don't, and people butt heads. So I could ask that question, and the it may be the tool, the pendulum, may swing over it as a yin or a yang, as a for instance. And then I can further the question and ask, okay, is this a good relationship? Will this work out? You know, that's very basic and broad. I understand it. But you can ask, is this a good partner, let's say? And it's going to tell me yes or no. And then I'll ask to what, you know, it may even give me a degree such as strong, you know, it could be a strong yes, or it could be a severe no, okay, depending on the question and the answer.
Yes.
Right, makes sense.
Yes.
It's hard to explain what we're seeing as far as Anne and myself, but I think you guys get the overall idea of what they look like.
Yes.
And then
I also want to add something. For those who don't know, yin stands for the female energy, and yang stands for the male energy.
Right. Now you can have opposite too, Sissy, where we've seen there's more of a dominant male aspect to someone who's a female, and that's absolutely okay. That's just a trait, and it's a great trait, you know. You don't stand in judgment.
Yeah.
The same with the yin.
No.
You know, the yin can be
a
trait with a male, and that's okay too. That's kind of the soft side of someone, you know, and so that's a good
exactly
trait.
Yes,
at some levels the soft side may be a little too much depending, but you get the point.
I get the point fully.
I know you do. So then so we have a positive and a negative here as well, so I meant to state that. So usually yes, of course, is associated with the plus sign, with positive. And no is associated with the minus side, which would be a negative. But like Anne and I have said many of times throughout our soul realignment shows, that the polarity between positive and negative are equal in polarity, meaning the energy that's put into something that's negative and the energy that's put into something that's positive are equal in strength. If we have to, go 1 to 100, right? And we are labeling something negative. How much energy you put into that between 1 and 100? If you put 100% energy into that negative, then you are. Sorry, that was my phone, guys. I got to mute it. Then it's just as equal as if you put that energy, same energy, into yes. They're both equal, so they're both perfect, right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're both
perfect. They are. Yes, absolutely.
And here's the other part, and I know this is a little soul realignment, so but I digress. So with soul realignment, you know, we speak about that, you know, we speak about energetically, you know, the negative and the positive. Now, what may be negative for me could be positive for Anne, and what may be positive for me could be negative for Anne, right?
Yes,
That's not an uncommon,
exactly.
uncommon thing.
So the essence of that is that we just label things as positive or negative, things that we have
right.
been taught. But in essence, it's an energy with two different polarities.
Right, right. They're equal. They're equal in their energetic signature, I guess is the best way to state that. They just are. They're
yes.
equal. Now, they may not feel
yes.
equal, especially at the time, you know, if one's negative, so
no.
to speak.
Yes.
You know,
absolutely.
We feel like we've put more energy into something that's negative, but in reality, it is exactly the same. You know, it's just what the energy we put into. And what I mean by that is it could be an event. It could be a relationship. It could be something you get angry over. It could be something you're frustrated over. That energy you put into that time you spend on that thing, okay, I'm just going to say thing.
Yes.
It's the same as if you put it into joy and happiness, things that make you happy. They're exactly
yes.
equal. It just was negative.
Yes.
It doesn't feel like it, right? It doesn't feel
No,
positive.
It doesn't feel, but all of those things are also something we need to discover because it's not always obvious. We may have or we may carry energies and things we have been taught. This is how it's supposed to be. This is positive. This is negative. You know, and if you feel this way, that's all negative. So we need to question a few things on our journey here and look beyond
right.
the illusion, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, that's a whole other topic, you know, when we talk about illusion, because that's something in itself that, and maybe that's another show, but that's something in itself
you get
that
all
we
these
create.
Good hints for shows.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, because it's true. You know, illusion is something we create in our own mind. It just is.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that would be another great idea. Okay, I see we're at the bottom of the hour, so Sissy, it's your time. I'll be quiet.
My time. Yeah. Just kidding. So it's the bottom of the hour, and I have a few things, or we have a few things to let you know. And we are stepping in and starting to take your calls. And we'd just love to talk to you. So there's room actually in the queue. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 213-943-3587. Call us for questions, share a story, chat with us, or why not get a free mini reading live on air. And today we are doing our best to douse your questions so that we can get you answers through the pendulum and dousing. If you want to talk with us live on the show, press 1. That's important. Or you can also listen live and text chat with us during the show at scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. And on today's show, we are discussing doubting your questions. So that's kind of interesting. That's another tool to use, a pendulum that can give you answers. If you want to have deep answers, you need to spend a little bit of a time, because for each answer, you need to dig deeper and deeper. Yes and no questions takes less time, right? And if you'd like to connect with me, Anne, or Sue, we offer personal readings, and you can find us at scrollsofthesoul.com/Sue or /Anne. And once again, guys, we just love to talk to you. So call us. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587. International callers dial +1 before the number. call in for questions, share a story with us, chat with us, or why not get a free mini reading live on air today with Dowsing. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show, and that's very important. Or you can text chat with us and listen live at squirrelsofthesoul.com/live. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, May 20th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and Ann discussing numerology. And as usual, your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. We'll be on 10 a.m. Pacific in the U.S. and there's a blog at squirrelsofthesoul.com where you can find a time near you around the globe. So you just follow the link and you can open it up and you put in where you are at and you will find out, because we're always on 10 a.m. Pacific in the U.S. That time is always the same. You can also keep yourself updated on our shows at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming, scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And of course, you can find, if you search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio on YouTube, you can find upcoming episodes, small videos where you can see what we are thinking of talking about. And we are a live calling worldwide radio broadcasting today from Arizona in the U.S. and Rhodes in Greece. How nice, all over the globe. Once again, get your spot in the queue now. Call in at 213-943-3587. 213-943-3587 and chat with us live on air. International callers, dial +1 before the number. You can call in for questions or get a free mini reading live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show. And of course, as I said, you can find us on YouTube. Search for Scrolls of the Soul Radio directly on YouTube and subscribe and like our videos. Now, Sissy, sorry, finally, let's get back to the show.
Okay. And just, I want to reiterate one thing you said for our callers and listeners. Guys, she did, and did an amazing job over on scrollsofthesoul.com /world. So please, I ask you guys, if you can't do it now, later, please go over and take a look. There's a lot of great articles there with so much information, and it's just info, you know, that we gather, that Ann and I gather over time. And we had been sending everyone to the chat room in the past, but now Ann reconfigured the whole page on scrollsofthesoul.com. It's absolutely beautiful. So when you get a chance, just go type in scrollsofthesoul.com/world. So that's, I just wanted to reiterate that, Sissy.
Thank you, Sissy. That's great.
You're welcome. Well, you put a lot of work into it, and it came out great, you know. So I'm going to brag a little bit and ask everybody to take a look. In the meantime, go ahead.
No, I just wanted to say, I put it up on the page, but you are the number one collector of good news.
Yeah.
You are the number one.
Well, I like the research aspect, and I know, you know, we don't always have all the time in the world, but the beauty is, you know, like we've stated before in the past, you know, you're on that side of the world and I'm here, and information doesn't always flow like we would hope that it does. So between you and me, we really have a lot to contribute as far as links and information from different perspectives and different articles around the world. I think that's awesome. You know, we're not just citizens of our country, right? I mean, I hate to sound blasé about it, but everything affects all of us, and right down to this last year. I won't go into that deeply, but you get my point. This last year, that affected everyone around the world. So, so these are just
very
good articles.
So.
Okay. One other final area, Sissy, before I grab a call. that I wanted to state about the pendulum and dowsing.
Yes.
So what's unique for every one of us when we use a pendulum, that for us to have a yes or no answer, right? How do we know that, Sissy? How do we know what's yes and what's no with a pendulum?
Yeah.
Right? By
but
the way, it swings, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Because when you sit down with your pendulum, you can connect to it. You work with it. You connect to it. You can hold it over your heart. You can pray for it. You can do whatever you feel is right for you. But you do connect to it. And you make an agreement with your pendulum. So if it's swinging to one side, that's a yes. If it's swinging to the other side, it's a no. And sometimes
right.
It can swing in circles. For me, that means that not getting any answer this time around.
Yeah.
So I have
you're
to
right.
kind of change my question a little bit to narrow
right.
it down somehow or do something about it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Now, one other aspect I can add to that would be you can ask a question for someone, let's say, hypothetically, and you're hoping that it's either yes or no answer. But sometimes
yes.
it's if it's not and it does like what you say, it circles, right? Sometimes
yes.
that's about confusion, distress, it's depending on the question, because I've had
yeah.
questions where it didn't seem like it was the answer would be so simple as a yes or no. Where the answer would be,
yeah.
you know, this goes deeper. This is a little more muddier.
Yeah.
You know,
maybe
there's something here as for the client that they're not quite aware of. But for us
yeah.
as practitioners, when it's doing,
yeah.
we call that funky. You know, I do. I call it funky. Your response is kind of funky. And and so now it's not quite so cut and dry. That makes sense?
Makes perfect sense.
Yeah, and that's how the pendulum is responding to that particular question. At a hypothetical, like we say, this is all hypothetical. You know, you could ask
yeah.
me something about someone you're dating, let's say, and you want a yes or no. This is really broad, okay, in a statement. But you don't
yeah.
get a yes or no with your question. You get where the pendulum on my end is making these big circles and kind of zigzagging. And that's what that's telling me is, okay, there's more to this story and my client isn't quite aware. Right?
Yeah.
I mean, for me, that's
yeah.
how I see that response. Now, the final aspect to this before I take a phone call, the final aspect to dowsing, it can, like Ann said, it can circle for your yes and your no. So, for instance, some people, when they ask a yes or no question, the pendulum goes in a circle to the right. And give a hypothetical again.
Yes.
And that
yes.
may mean yes for them. If it
yes.
circles
yes.
to the left, that may mean no. Right?
Yes.
So, and it's the same with yes and no. If it swings from the left to the right, right, that could mean no
yeah.
for one person. If it swings right to left, that could mean yes for someone else. I know it's hard to imagine when you don't have it in your hand, but it's like a needle and thread. You know, when you sew something, a hole in something, you take a needle to
yeah.
sew with thread, right? You can use that same
yes.
material to ask a question, to douse. I don't know if people know that. That goes back, because it has a point at the end, that goes back thousands of years. People would you know, use something that they're sewing with to ask a question, and a thread.
Yes,
so,
exactly.
You know, before pendulums came into the market, so to speak.
But
okay.
all of that, how it works for a specific person, that's how you connect with it, and you determine that, because you work with your pendulum, and you, it's like you talk to it, so it's going to give you some answers, and you can determine also and say, I want it to circle to the right if it's a yes. I want it to circle in some other way. So it's I feel that people tend sometimes to forget that we can also put in how we feel this is going to work. So it's a cooperation with the tools, right?
Yeah, definitely. And I think, you know, a lot of people tend to think that the answer actually is out there away from us. No. When you're dowsing for an answer, when someone's asking a question, it's inside us. The answer, we have it inside us. Not everybody wants to face it, so to speak, whatever that may be, or maybe they do, but ultimately, we're the ones in control. Now, looking at a pendulum and when somebody's holding it, Sissy, don't realize that it's their subconscious or super subconscious moving that pendulum. Because everyone thinks it comes from the spirit. And it may, as far as you as the practitioner connecting to spirit, right? And you receive an answer when you hear or see something, but ultimately you're just part of the tool. You're an extension of the tool.
Yes. And right? And we receive the information through our higher self, right?
Yes. Yeah. That's exactly it. But most people tend to think that it comes from over there. You know, I'm kind of pointing like in the sky, and it doesn't. It's us, and it's our we're given a unique opportunity to ask questions because we're connected at that level, you know. That's what those who are in this arena are. So really we're using the tool as an extension of us, and it comes out in the pendulum.
Yes.
It doesn't look like it. I mean, you see a video of someone with a pendulum, right? It doesn't look like it looks like it's moving on its own. It's not. You it's all in you, I guess is the best way to put that. Okay, so enough about pendulums, unless you've got something to add, Sissy.
No. Let's grab some calls here.
Okay. All right, let me get a call. Hang on a second. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Hello? Sissy, I'm not getting a response, so I'm going to put the caller back on hold. Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, so I'm just going to restate this again to our callers and our listeners. Listen for us to come in. If you're on the phone, if you're having a conversation with someone, you need to get off it or I can't take your call, guys. So I know you're hearing us, so please just disconnect from someone you're talking to if you want me to take your call. Otherwise, I'm just going to ignore the call and move on. So I'll try one more time. Okay. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Hello? Okay. That's not working, Sissy. I didn't get a response.
Yeah. It may actually be also because we did experience, we didn't say anything. We sounded like usual, but we did experience some technical issues. And I had updates this morning, my time here. So now it's evening, actually. It's almost 9 o'clock here for me, p.m. But there may be things going on because of it. And it's going
more
to
technical
pass.
Issues,
everything
right?
is going. Yes. I just love technology when it works, okay?
Don't we all? So I'll come over another minute or two. I'll come over. Why don't we do the cards we pulled? And then I'll try one more time. And hopefully
that's
by then
our
caller will realize that we've been asking them to come on. All right.
Yes.
Do you want to go first, Sissy, or you want me to?
I can go first. I actually pulled a card from the Archangel Oracle Cards deck by Doreen Virtue. I just love that deck. And I use it every once in a while, so it's not ruined. I have ruined a few of my decks. I have to get new ones, actually. That sounds very funny. And this card is about compassion. We have Archangel Zadkiel with us, and he says, soften your heart with respect to the situation and all the people involved, including yourself. So in my sense, this card tells us to grow our compassion and patience with what's going on right now, because it's important, and we can't actually know everything about someone. Even if we have psychic abilities, we are not going to see everything. It doesn't work that way, everybody listening. There are people sometimes that when you say that you have psychic abilities, they kind of sneak peek at you, and you can see their mind going off. They think, okay, how much can she see about me? But that's not how this works. And if we are not supposed to know, everybody can close up and off, so to speak. So that's free will, right?
Yes.
But this is more what's going on in the world. So showing compassion, showing patience, and not only to others, to ourselves as well, because we tend to forget about that sometimes. We have more compassion sometimes with someone else. We feel for them than we actually have with ourselves. So we can chase ourselves, and we can be hard on ourselves. So we need to bring that up, everyone, including ourselves. Does that make sense, Sissy?
Yeah. No, I totally agree, and I think it's dead on. Was there another one, Sissy, or was that just the one you pulled?
I can have another one right away. So let's see what the other one. Oh, I love this one. It's from the same deck, and now we have Archangel Michael. And Archangel Michael, everybody knows he's a spiritual warrior.
Yep.
And in a very loving and gentle and fantastic way. But he can be powerful. He says, you are safe. So this closes up with the fear we have been talking about. And Archangel Michael says, I'm protecting you against lower energies and guarding you, your loved ones, and home. So what you can do, everyone, I'm going to grab a link from our YouTube and post it at scrollsofthesoul.com/live for everyone, because we can practice cord cutting with Archangel Michael. That's an exquisite way of working with energies and cutting off the energies that are interfering with us in a negative manner. And I know that I had many people asking me, but I don't dare to do that. I don't want to cut out people in my life, or, you know, you can never do that. You can't do that. You don't cut out those types of energies. So you don't cut out people. You do cut all the interfering energies so that a problematic or challenging relationship can start to heal. Or sometimes that may mean that you go separate ways. It happens. Or you finally agree and you unite and you can understand each other, so the relationship can grow. But if you think of it on a spiritual level, it's if you part with someone, it's not because you did the cord cutting practice with Archangel Michael. It's because the relationship has come to an end, and you are not there for each other for the highest good anymore. So that's it. You simply maybe hold on to something. So
right. In
a spiritual sense, that's absolutely fantastic. Okay, I'll let you talk, Sissy.
No, it's okay. Yeah, I was listening. You're right. I think that we've done that, you know, more than once. You know, I think we're pretty aware. But, you know, yeah, I totally agree with you. Let me try, before I do mine, Sissy, let me try our caller one more time. That's okay. And then I'll do mine.
Absolutely.
Hang on one sec. Hello, caller. Where are you calling from? Who's this? Can you hear me? Yeah, I don't think so, Sissy. I think we're having issues. So I'm going to go into our card, okay? Or my card, sorry.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
So, you know, I... Like you, you know, you don't want to wear your decks out too much, so you try to rotate. So for about a month now, I've had Doreen's, the Angel Tarot deck, which is that 72 cards, and I love that one, and I try not to use it too much to wear it out, so this will probably be the last time I use it for a while, but... So I find this one interesting because there were two cards I pulled, right? One was the High Priestess Haniel. And the other one, which, you know, she's a goddess, right? So the other one was the Knight of Water, which is emotion and romantic, enthusiastic, contemplated. It's being contemplated about a relationship, and if it's going to the romantic side, which it is.
Yes.
And I think,
yes,
I have a feeling this was for who was on, but I'm not sure, but I do know it's for our callers and listeners. Not so much for us this time, these particular cards. So I'm just going to give a quick summary, okay, of the two I pulled. So the High Priestess, Archangel Haniel, says, listen to your intuition. Have patience. Consider carefully what you want before acting. And I think that's true. You know, a lot of us tend to just jump into something. And sometimes we do that mistakenly out of just pure excitement. But but your intuition might be saying, you know, it's probably not a good idea to do that. So we tend to leap first before listening to us inside intuitively, not to leap first, because it's about our well-being and our wellness, right? And plus, she's a goddess. She's a goddess, so she's just letting you know, be careful, be a little careful, listen to what's inside. So I'll give you a quick summary of this card. It's just, it says, there's no need to race into action right now. However, instead, take time to gain more insight, which is exactly what I was just saying, since things may not be as they appear on the surface. Withdraw from the noise, which is the daily noise. That's what is our distraction always. And ask for guidance from your angels and guides. Everything you need to know will be revealed to you in time. Just have patience. It says, we tend to not have that and not to listen to that internal voice inside us. It says, additional meaning of this card, silence is golden. Study spiritual topics. Keep your dreams and desires to yourself. Learn from emotional situations. What, for me, what I think that is stating on a bigger level is that when we do something that's emotionally driven, we tend to make a mistake. When we use logic and reason, right, we tend to make the actions we make tend to be a little smarter because we're not going off of our first instinct, which could be the heart. and we're not listening to that internal voice, which is saying, whoa, hang on a second, you know, proceed a little bit. It'll be beneficial for you if you do, you know, if you listen to that intuitive voice.
Yeah.
So the next one is, and I feel like that's for, like I said, our callers and our listeners. And the next one is the Knight of Water, like I said, which is the romantic part. It says, falling in love or wedding proposals, the need to balance emotions, an invitation to a social event. So it may be that this person has been invited to a wedding, so a gathering, some type of social event where it's joyful, you know, where it's everyone. It could be a picnic, a barbecue, right? It doesn't necessarily denote wedding per se, but it's a gathering of people. And I would say it's about time people gather. You know, it's been a while since we've done that. So
yes,
a quick statement on that one. It says people, okay, so it means people, like I was saying, an extremely emotional person who's driven by a love of romance, art, and beauty. Someone who is charming, competitive, idealistic, sensitive, romantic, you know, imaginative, enthusiastic, you know, things of that nature. And I think that person is going to be there at this event. Whatever this gathering is, whether it's a wedding or a family event or a barbecue, this person will be there. So that's my interpretation of the two cards. And I sent them to Anne. You know, of course, it's up to you if you want to put them up, Sissy, on the live chat. I absolutely love the imagery and the artistry with this deck. I think with all our decks, we have some amazing images and artistry. And I love Haniel, that first image. She has she has this golden book in her hand, and these wings of gold, like gold feathers, so to speak. But that book reminds me in a lot of ways, it's that book of knowledge, of life lessons. But it also makes me think of soul realignment and the Akashic Records. So she, Haniel, being the high priestess, right, has all of the wisdom of the world. And so when I look at that card, I know she's saying, I am imparting my knowledge onto you. Pay close attention to what I have to say. It's been written. Yes. It's been written in the stars. It's been written in history. This has been not so much foretold, because I don't think it's that. I think it's more like it's here historically. And I have that great answer for you. If you just take the time to listen, you know, that's how I perceive that card, you know?
Yeah, I know. That's beautiful, Sissy. And, you know, it's funny because we all know that we should listen to our intuition and what we sense and feel. It's very human sometimes to try to overrule that and do something else. But no matter what, it's important, and we are usually right when we listen. So if we make notes, that's the way we can determine what did my intuition tell me and what did I actually do.
Right.
Right?
Right. But it's when we don't, you know, but that's also life lessons too. You know, there's no judgment in that statement. You know what I mean? But
I know.
And so sometimes we got to, you know, make those mistakes before we figure that out. But that card is here to state, you know, if it's pulled for someone, it's here to state, okay? The knowledge is there, you know, the logical side of your brain is there. I'm telling you, it's written in stone, not written in stone where it can't be changed, but it's documented, in this book. It's documented in world events. Because I'm the high priestess, right? Meaning her, I can foretell how you're going to respond if you don't listen to my advice.
Yeah.
You know, using your head, not your heart.
I have a story with Archangel Haniel. I connect with her every now and then. And the first time I did connect with her, she just came to me. I was in the bathroom at a cafeteria, cafe, and with a friend. And I was standing in the line waiting to come in, and I had a column of light coming in over me, a huge one covering it came from above, and I could see it around me, and it went down through the floor. And I said, "Who is here?" "Here,
right
in the bathroom." and I heard someone say, "Yeah, it doesn't matter. It's okay. It's perfect."
Right.
And it was kind
naked.
Of stunning for.
Or it is naked.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. And that was Archangel Haniel, and you can connect with her to grow your psychic abilities, your intuition, all of those spiritual senses, because she helps you with that. And that's why she came to me. And then I'm still stunned, column of light in the bathroom. But I had many experiences in the shower, you know.
Yep.
My theory, and I know you and I have talked a lot about this, is that it happens there because we have access to water. Water is something that transfers energy somehow. If you think of electricity and all of that good stuff. So it's also connected to emotions. It's very emotional. And it's a very good place to be. So don't dismiss anything that happens while you shower or take a swim or a bath or whatever.
Right.
It's equally valid.
Well, you know, here's the other aspect to that, Sissy. I have two things I want to say. One is we're also made up of mostly water. Okay. Our bodies
are. Our
hearts and our brains are electrical impulses. Okay. So it's kind of, I think it's the natural state of being to be in water and to receive. And to connect, you know, so you receive information, you connect, because water is a conductor and we are conductors. You know,
exactly.
As an example, it's like when your cat, you have a cat, right? And it's on a rug and you pet the cat. And what happens? It gets a little zap, electrical zap, right?
Yeah.
When you pet it.
Yeah.
That's and the cat also is, because he's on carpet and he's not grounded, he or she is not grounded to something. Energetically, because they're made up of water too, it's kind of like two energetic bolts hitting each other, and you get that feeling in your fingers, and the cat feels it, or the animal, it could be a dog, they feel it too, you know. It's not harmful. It's more like shocking when it happens. But that happens, you know, because we are energetic and we are water-based, you know, human beings and animals and life form, I guess is the best way to state that. But now here's the final thing. I know I got long-winded. Sorry. So here's the final aspect to what you were stating about water. That was the second card I pulled, which was Knight of Water. And that's kind of a general, because this one's more a romantic aspect, but it does hold, you know, it's interesting. That's exactly what we were talking about, not knowing that's what we were going to say. And the water card, which I know you have a copy of as well. The water card was one I pulled, the Knight of Water. So, you know, the way my brain functioned, that's where I kind of piece that together. You know what I mean, though.
I have something else to add to that, actually, because we contain, I don't know the exact percentage of the body, but we contain mostly liquid and water, right? And blood and everything. It's liquid. And You are someone who actually performs biorhythm healing with
yes.
tuning forks. And,
right.
and you know, I know when you started this off a few years ago, and it all of a sudden it hit me, dawned on me, because I've been sensitive to vibrations my entire life. Like
right.
when you are in a building built of concrete, you can sense it. And sometimes,
yes.
you know, I've always stated, can you hear that? And people usually said, no, because we are different. But my thing is that I'm very sensitive to those kinds of vibrations. So it makes
right.
fully sense, because when you have tuning forks, they are going to give you a vibration that your body needs. It's absolutely fantastic. I've never done
yep.
such a thing that's more feeling better, actually. And because
right.
you are so far away, I can come to you. So I bought my own tuning forks. I love
yeah.
them.
You too. But here's the thing. Here's the, to add on to that, right? I know today's topic is dowsing, but I've got to add just one aspect to what you said, is that because we, you know, you connect on a different level and you hear things other people don't hear, because I have that happen all the time too, like you.
Yeah.
I tend to hear, okay, I don't even know if this is going to make sense. I tend to hear sound through the body. So for instance, if something is low and it's like a hum, I'll feel it throughout the whole body. And I think that is a disruption to the electrical system in the body. So there
yes.
can be, I can be outside, let's say, and there's something that's humming a certain way, but energetically I feel it, because I don't just hear it audible, right? I feel
yes.
it physically.
Yes.
And that's
yes.
like what you were saying. You're saying,
yes.
do you hear that? And people
yes.
who aren't connected to that aspect, they won't hear it. Because
no, they won't.
We feel it energetically as well.
Yes.
Internally.
Yes. Yeah,
so,
you're right. Correct.
Yeah, and I think that's just over time. It's those who, everyone has abilities and gifts, right? And that's over time. I also think when you know yourself, whether you are in this arena or not, right? You know yourself and your body. You understand energetically when something isn't right, a sound, a vibration, it doesn't feel right. But with the tuning forks, which is a great example, those on a spiritual level as a Reiki healer, right? Because we're both Reiki healers. I am in tune, not only audible, but internally. So when I use a tuning fork, there's a way to hit that tuning fork to get it to vibrate. And then you connect it to the body. It could be the back. If there's a disruption in the flow of energy, if there's a disruption in the structural, the bone and how it's structured, I will hear the difference and know, okay, something's not right with the skeletal area, something, and then I start to see it with the third eye, actually see what the problem is, because now I've heard it audibly, I've heard it,
yeah.
inside my own body, because when you connect that tuning fork to another human body, you feel the energy come back through your hand and vibrate inside.
Yeah.
So you see
yes.
it. You see what the issue may be.
Yeah.
And that's just
fantastic.
Another. Yeah, right. It's another tool. Now, as Reiki practitioners, right? We can see that anyways, but now what the tool does, what the tuning fork does, is it says, okay, there's a problem with the lymphatic system as a hypothetical, right? And you, and certain lymph nodes in the neck, in the armpit, in the leg, because we have lymph nodes in those areas. Down by our ankles, there's a lymph node, right? So it's those areas.
Yeah.
Let's say I'm working on a client, and this is a for instance, and I've had this happen before in the past years ago. And I started using, first I did Reiki, and the vibration was different in the neck area than it was in the armpit or the ankle. So I could feel energetically it wasn't right. The blood wasn't flowing correctly, part of the lymphatic system.
Yes.
Okay. So I heard
yeah.
blood flow, kind of blockage, right, being blocked. So I grabbed a tuning fork, and I put the tuning fork in on the neck, on the armpit, on the leg. There's part of the leg that has it, and then the ankle. And the neck vibrated differently than the rest of the body. It meant, what that meant was, it's not flowing, proper oxygen blood isn't flowing to those areas, right? It's not flowing correctly. And what the tuning fork does,
no, not flowing.
When you put the tuning fork on an area that isn't healing correctly, well, you can do that with your hands as well. What the tuning fork does is our bodies are attuned to sound. All our organs are attuned to sound. So is the skeletal system. So is the lymphatic system. And certain tones and notes and frequencies will heal the body, okay?
Yeah.
So when you use that tool, it vibrates. This is why tuning forks, when you use them like on a guitar or a piano, you have to catch a hertz. You have to catch a certain hertz. The same with the human body. Each, you know, the heart may have a different hertz than the liver. And so you grab a different tuning fork because you need, there's seven total. Okay. And I think we just have one right now. There's seven total. With that, you know which one the body needs, which tuning fork should be applied to which organ.
Yes.
Because it's tuned correctly to the hertz, if that makes sense.
Yes.
So, yeah, no, that's another area, you know, of course, down the road we could get into about tuning forks, you know, and the organs
Sissy?
And stuff that. Yeah.
I love to talk about that. It's a passion because that's very strong for me. And that's my personal thing. I just love that. You know what? How about grabbing a caller? What do you say?
Yes, right. Sorry about that. We'll do. We're almost coming to the end. Sorry. Hang on. Hello, caller.
Hi,
what's
lady?
Your name? Where are you calling from? Hi, honey. Was that you who called earlier?
Yeah, Carl, I don't know what happened. I was getting dropped off, and I was like, oh, my gosh.
Oh,
my gosh. But they know. They know.
I'm sorry. We were having technical issues today, so I apologize for that. Okay. What's your question? Because we've got to do it quick.
Yes. I'll be specific. Thank you so much again. Cause love y'all.
Love you, too.
So I got the job. Yes, I got the job. And
yeah.
So the job that I'm at right now, okay. This is for me a shocker. Here we go. There is.
Hello?
Oh, crap. Oh, no. She dropped off again, Sissy. She was saying something about a job. You know what? I'm going to state this. So Melissa's going to probably call back in. We have 10 minutes. So I don't want to run out of time. If she calls back before we come to the end, I want her to go to our live chat area and state her question because she's been trying so hard to get in. If she types it in, I'll douse and answer.
Yeah, here's the thing. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. scrollsofthesoul.com/live. Okay.
Okay,
good.
Hang on.
Wait.
Melissa?
Oh, please.
Melissa, listen. I know, listen.
This is important.
Melissa, listen. If you drop off again and we run out of time, go to scrollsofthesoul.com/live. There's a chat in there. If you drop off, ask the question, I will type the answer to you or tell me what you want to tell me if we have technical issues. Okay, go.
Okay.
What's your question?
That's beautiful. Okay, so I unexpectedly, where I'm working right now, there's a gentleman that is slowly showing me lightness, and I feel the energy energy, like when I get near him. I know a love is coming in, and I've been picking. And I know the universe took away something because it was not meant, and our universe is the best. I'd like to know if this is there a change? This one looks like he's not far from me. He's in the same hallway because they provided room and luggage for the job.
Okay, all right. Listen, I need a specific question because I'm holding a. We're using a pendulum over a chart. I know you heard this. I think you heard us talking before. Give me a straight question, and I'll give you a yes or no. Anne will do the same. But I need one straight question first. What's your question?
Thank you. The gentleman named David, is this the man that's supposed to be coming into my life?
Hang on. Okay, hang on. Coming into your life, right?
Yes.
Hang on. I'm over my chart, so you got to give me a second. Is this man named David coming into Melissa's life? I'm just going to do that way, okay? Okay, so here's what I got for you. This is interesting. I didn't get a no and I didn't get a yes. What I got is balance and yin and yang. Okay, so Ann and I were just talking about that. So this is the balance between you and him. This is the yin and the yang. It's a perfect balance. That makes sense?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so that's the answer. Okay, pose one more question and Ann will respond with her pendulum. So you're not asking the same question. One more, Melissa.
Okay. Where the job that I get got okay. I've been checked, like thoroughly background check, and they told me they know that I'm special, and whatever I have they hope it helps them as well. This is interesting.
What's
it's very
the question? What's the question, though? You got to give her a question.
Well, okay. Do they know that I am gifted with the job that I'm at right now?
Hi, Melissa. Anne here. I do sense that they know that. It feels like you are exactly on the right path. I get a yes on that. And I also... I already in the background here, behind the scene here, doused on the other question, the first one too. So that feels to be a yes on that too. And I got balanced just as Sue. And
nice.
It feels like it's a wonderful connection, so go for it. Proceed as you are. Just move forward as you are. You are on the right path, Melissa. I'm so happy for you.
Me too. Me too. You're doing great, honey. You're doing really good. Very proud of you. We're very proud.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Yes.
and ladies, look at who is thinking this. Look, you're going to be in shock.
What? What do you mean?
Who, like the job that I have that I got? It's it's somebody. The team. The it's
in law enforcement.
They know. Yes.
It's in law enforcement. Good job, girl. Good job. I saw law. I saw police, law. Melissa, and they do know, but that's okay. They need your help, huh?
But how do they know?
in force. Hang on, force. Then, hang on, I just got to write it down. We got to go quick. Some type of.
We have 5 minutes. Okay.
Law, yes. Yeah. Okay. They know, and it's okay because there was a background check done. That's why they did a background. You're assisting them in something, aren't you?
Yes.
Nice. Oh, listen. Okay, listen. We got to go unless Anne has more to add. Sissy, do you have anything more to add?
No, it just feels like your energies are smooth and they are surrounding you in a very nice and gentle manner. It feels like your aura is very big. So just be in this energy and continue forward. You're doing great, and we are so proud of you. So proud.
Yeah.
Thank you, lady. I'll send me a prayer. God is great.
Oh,
and the universe
yes, he
is here. You know what? I saw them. They came. They're here.
Yes, they are. Yeah, you're right. Mm. They are. Now, listen to me. We've got to go. Please, please, call us back next week. Early. Be the first one to call next week because I want to hear more about this. I already think I know and I see it. I can see it, but I don't have time to talk about it.
It's okay. I'll call you next week. It's been a pleasure and honor. Yes.
Thank you, honey. Good luck with everything.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Love you, ladies.
Thank you.
Love you too. Have a great week, honey. Bye. Yes.
Have a great week.
Bye-bye.
Bye. So, Sissy, I just sum up here.
Okay.
End of show announcement. On today's show, we have been talking about dowsing your questions. And we finally, due to technical matters here and issues, managed to take a call, actually. We're sorry if we wasn't able to take your call. But I don't know what. There have been a lot of updates and things when it comes to computers and Microsoft and, you know, Google and everything. So anyway, if we didn't get a chance to take your call today, please call into our next show. Our next upcoming show here on Scrolls of the Soul Radio is next Thursday, May 20th, 2021, with Soul Sister Show and host Sue and Ann talking about numerology. Plus your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. We'll be on 10 a.m. Pacific in the U.S., and you can go to scrollsofthesoul.com/post/time for broadcasting around the globe. That was a long one, where you can actually find a time near you. You can listen to replays of our shows anytime at scrollsofthesoul.com/past. Check out upcoming episodes at scrollsofthesoul.com/upcoming. And you can connect with me, Anne, or Sue at scrollsofthesoul.com/Sue or /Anne. And thank you. We're back next Thursday. Sissy, do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before the show ends?
Like you. Thank you, everyone. Thank you to our callers and our listeners. Angels watch over you all night long. Thank you, everyone. Bye. Sissy?
I say love, light, peace, and joy to all of you. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.